Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up, y'all. We got Sixers basketball today. What's going on? Good morning on this day, Wednesday, November 27th. This is your Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on for the day. It's your man, James Jackson. Like I said, a game day as we get ready for the Sixers to try to get their fourth win of the season, 3-13. But we still have a lot of basketball, a lot of season left. Who knows? It could be a turning point at any moment of the season, could start tonight. Thank you for starting your day with me. As always, make sure you're giving me and the podcast a follow, as always, at JimmyJ23 on Twitter, for myself at Clap Your Hands Pod for the podcast following, because pre, during, post game, we're tweeting, we're giving out as much news and updates as we can. Jack, Elliott, and I will be back before you know it to give you a full pod breaking down the full state of the Sixers. But it is our last pod before the Thanksgiving holiday, so it's a big one. Let's go through the agenda of these morning pods, the schedule. I'll go to scores around the league of teams we got to keep an eye on, some injuries, some regular news, and then I'll take a break. On the other side of that break, I'll get into some analysis, my three things to watch for as the Sixers go against the Rockets tonight. That's the schedule tonight at 7 p.m. It's a home game against the Houston Rockets at the Wells Fargo Center. We'll see what the vibes are going to be. We'll see how many people want to come out and watch the Sixers but the night before Thanksgiving. We know that's a Thanksgiving in itself is a holiday. We know Thanksgiving Eve is a holiday as well. We'll see how many people want to spend it watching the Sixers try to take on the Rockets, who are no slouch. The Rockets will actually be on a back-to-back themselves, the second leg of one. They were in attendance or in action last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They beat the Wolves in OT, 117-111. So they go right from Minnesota. I believe they were in Minnesota. Right. Yep, they were. They go right from Minnesota to Philly on a back-to-back. That's a heck of a back-to-back, man. Minnesota, then Philly. You're going across a time zone or two and then playing another basketball game. Their problem, not ours. We look to take on the Rockets tonight at 7 p.m. Let's move to some scores around the league, some teams we should keep an eye on. There's really only one that we have to, or I have to update you guys on today. It was the Milwaukee Bucks last night taking on the Heat. They got their fifth straight win as they beat the Heat 106-103 with no Giannis too. So as expected, Damian Lillard went off in the Greek Freak's absence with 37 points, 12 assists. Jimmy Butler led the Heat with 23 points and 5 rebounds. It's just the Bucks' second win on the road this season. They finally get to 500 at 8-8. A lot of people hit Doc Rivers with the lethal shooter, I understand it now meme, as he finally gets to 500 on the season at 8-8. Still not 500 as a Bucks head coach. Still not even in his overall Milwaukee Bucks tenure, but this season alone, he gets to 500, 8-8. Happy, I guess, for Doc Rivers. Good on him. Anyway, Let's move to some injuries. We got injury reports. We got a lot of updates and reports that came out of Sixers practice yesterday, all having to do with injury updates. So here's what were reported. Joel Embiid, Caleb Martin, and Kyle Lowry all did not practice yesterday for the Sixers. Joel Embiid was out with the left knee injury management. Caleb Martin with lower back soreness, and Kyle Lowry with a right hip strain. So all were a non-participant in practice yesterday. Embiid is the non-surprising one. Caleb Martin and Kyle Lowry popping up on the injury report. Kyle Lowry actually kind of not surprising as well. He didn't play Sunday against the Clippers, was out with that right hip injury. But Caleb Martin, the lower back soreness, we saw him kind of laboring during the Clippers game, went back to the locker room area twice as well during the Clippers game. So this is kind of the result of that. He was held out of Tuesday's practice. So let's see where Caleb Martin is game time on Wednesday. Paul George himself was a partial participant. In practice. He's still rehabbing after coming back from a second knee bone bruise in his left knee. He was also seen doing some post practice drills, but did have a huge brace on his left knee, a Joel knee brace sized knee brace. On his left knee. Good and bad news we get from Paul George. Good that he was able to practice in some capacity. But if any of you were on social media and saw that left knee brace that is on his left knee, my co-host Elliot Shore Parks quote tweeted it and commented and said that knee brace is huge on Paul George's knee. Not good. So if any of you saw that knee brace for yourself, then you know and you can imagine what the bad news is in the good news and bad news. But nonetheless, Paul George out on the floor moving and, you know, being a participant in practice. We'll see what his status is for Friday and moving forward as well. But as it is for Wednesday, Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Kyle Lowry will all not play against the Rockets. They are all right now officially out, and Caleb Martin right now is officially listed as questionable for the game against the Rockets. For the Rockets side, for their injury report, Steven Adams was the only player listed on the Rockets injury report before their game on Tuesday against the T-Wolves. He sat out with a knee injury. He's been in and out of the lineup all season. This season hasn't really played more than two consecutive games for the Rockets. So, I'll be surprised if he goes against the Sixers. We will see if he's ready to go, but he was not in against the Timberwolves last night in their game. Let's move to some general news for the Sixers. Haven't had any in a little bit. And I want to highlight a couple of Sixers doing great things in the community as the holiday season approaches. Kyle Lowry, Tyrese Maxey, and Kelly Oubre have all been out in the field this past week, bettering the community and being a good part of the Philadelphia area, especially influential members being on the professional basketball team. So it's, you know, it's not all bad. When we go outside the scope of basketball, we go outside the lines and we see some good things with the Sixers, that stuff matters too. Okay, let's keep the good morale up in all facets of the Sixers. So all three of them, let's break it down. A few days ago, Tyrese Maxey and his foundation hosted his annual turkey giveaway, supplying 2,000 families with a holiday meal. So great on Tyrese Maxey. Last night, Kyle Lowry hosted For the Love of the City, K-Lo's Thanksgiving Assist event. Kyle Lowry hosted Philadelphia kids for on and off court activities, enjoyed a Thanksgiving meal, and provided goods to take home for the holidays. And then also last night, Kelly Oubre and his family served Thanksgiving dinner meals to Camden County residents at the Cathedral Kitchen. In addition to the Thanksgiving service, Oubre Jr. donated a collection of warm items to help support needs throughout the upcoming holiday season and beyond. So great job from Maxey, from K-Lo, from Kelly Oubre, from getting out there, doing their part, doing their good Samaritan deed, not just for the day before the holiday season and being a positive impact in the community. I report and I talk about along with a lot of people of a lot of negative things going on around the Sixers community, around the Sixers locker room with the Sixers players right now. I do not want to ever hesitate to highlight the good things that they do off the court, as well as highlighting the good things they do on the court. So great job to those three. All right, I'm going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we get into some analysis, the three things to watch for as the Sixers go on to take on the Houston Rockets tonight at the Wells Fargo Center, try to get their fourth win of the season. I'll break down how they can start to do that. Stay tuned. Welcome back, y'all. Midweek, Wednesday, hump day, Thanksgiving Eve, and a game day, a big day for everyone. And I'm honored that you chose to spend it or to start it with me. Your man, James Jackson, make sure you're following me on Twitter at JimmyJ23. Make sure you're following the podcast on Twitter at ClapYourHandsPod, because today, especially, tweeting a lot before, during, and post the game today. And then, of course, we will bring you a full pod at some point very soon. But it's time to get ready for the game tonight against the Houston Rockets at 7 p.m. at the Wells Fargo Center. It's time for my three things to watch for as the Sixers try to get their fourth win of the season. The first thing I'm looking for tonight, it's on the defensive end. It's trying to defend that three-point line. It might shock you a little bit. It shocked me a little bit to look it up. But the Sixers aren't terrible at defending the three. I know, right now they're holding their opponents to shooting just 36% from three-point range, which honestly seems low compared to just the eye test and what it looks like sometimes with the Sixers and how teams can just get going from three, can kill them from the three, or maybe it's just how bad the Sixers are themselves at shooting the three ball that they're always just so behind in the three-point margin that you think they're bad at defending the three, but they're really not. They're kind of middle of the pack towards the front of the pack of defending the three in the NBA. But I don't think the Rockets can or should be one of those teams that do really hurt the Sixers from three, because they as a team kind of struggle to shoot the ball from three-point range. Houston ranks just 27th in three-point shooting, only having two players who shoot above 33% from behind the arc, Reed Shepherd and Dylan Brooks. Of all players, neither one of them make more than 2.5 a game. Jalen Green leads the Rockets in that category, making exactly 2.5 three-point attempts per game, but only shoots at about 30% per game. So it's a lot of numbers talk. You know what I mean? A lot of not really analytics, but a lot of numbers. But basically, it tells me that the Rockets aren't good at taking a lot or making a lot of threes. A lot of three-point shots each game, and basically that their best shooters aren't even letting it fly that much, right? So this is a team in an instance where even if the Sixers aren't great at defending the three, which they're not bad at, the Rockets don't put pressure on the three-point line that the Sixers have to really worry about that much. Now, I don't think it's something that the Sixers can – not be kind of aware of, cannot have an emphasis of, because we've seen other teams who have been great at shooting the three-ball all of a sudden find the ability to hit outside shots against the Sixers if the Sixers aren't paying attention to that facet of defense. So let's see if they do. The Rockets are 12-6 this season, winners of three of their last four. So even though three-point shooting isn't one thing that they do well, they are doing something well on the offense and defensive end. So something's working, but let's see if the Sixers can hold the Rockets where they are in terms of three-point shooting. The next thing I'm looking for is for Sixers to win the turnover battle. I want to focus these two things, some of these things that I'm looking for, on what the Sixers do well and try to maximize that, at least for this matchup, right? Let's get some good morale. Let's focus on what they do well and not just focus on what they do poorly. Maybe a positive outlook on things will be refreshing for a change. The Sixers ranked second in the NBA in forced turnovers this season, so I want to see them speed the Rockets up and really get themselves some extra possessions. Coincidentally, though, I'm hoping that when I look at what the Sixers do well, that is what their opponents struggle with. In this instance, that's unfortunately not the case, though. The Rockets ranked sixth in the NBA in turnovers. They only give it up 13 times a game this season. But I mentioned earlier how the Rockets are coming off of first leg of a back-to-back. Tonight is the second leg of a back-to-back as they come from Minnesota, travel to Philly to take on the Sixers. Let's hope that they're just, you know, with that travel, with that back-to-back, that they're just a little loose with the pill, at least to start the game, and the Sixers can get some turnovers that way. But in either facet, something's got to give, right? The Sixers are great at forcing turnovers. The Rockets are great at not turning the ball over themselves. So something's got to give. Hopefully it's the Rockets. This also goes towards my defensive intensity observation that I made and my three things to watch for against the Clippers before the game started. I'm looking at that again today. Regardless of if the Sixers offense is clicking and the Sixers offense is running smoothly, I still want to see them try to force and successfully force the Rockets into turnovers tonight. The last thing I'm looking for is a matchup, right? And it's Alperen Sengun, one of the rising stars in the NBA, a great young player for the Rockets, against Gorshon Yabusele. And I think that's going to be the primary matchup if I'm reading, you know, kind of the tea leaves correctly. Steven Adams has missed a lot of time for the Rockets this season. I mentioned that earlier, kind of when I talked about the injury report, right? I'll go over it again. He missed last night's game against the Timberwolves and 10 of the Rockets' first 18 games of the season, whether that's just coaches do not play or being overall inactive. So I'm kind of not expecting him to be in the lineup tonight with all that travel, with just coming off, you know, a game and missing time, which means the Rockets will probably go relatively small. Alperen Sengun will be at the five. And if we're following any of the patterns that Nick Nurse, you know, has been doing with his lineups this season, it seems like I got no doubt that Yabusele will start at the five again instead of Andre Drummond. Yabusele started the last two games at the five. He's been there since Joel Embiid has gone back to, you know, the bench and gone back to the injury report with his knee, plus giving the smaller nature of the Rockets lineup. So this makes me a little nervous, to be honest, with this matchup. Not that Yabusele is starting, that he's starting against Alperen Sengun. Because, you know, we've seen Yabu be very reliable, a very reliable piece on offense, which is very encouraging. And I don't want to downplay that at all. I don't want to shy away from him being a positive impact on the offensive end. However, I do think his offensive play has conveniently allowed us to kind of sweep his defensive deficiencies under the rug a little bit. And a guy like Sengun is going to make Yabusele defend everywhere on the floor. He's going to make him defend in transition. He's going to make him defend him on the block, on the perimeter. He's going to have to, you know, help close up passing lane. Sengun is a very good passer as well. He's just going to make Yabusele do everything. And Yabusele hasn't shown the ability to defend in a variety of ways like you're going to have to be able to against Alperen Sengun. So Yabu is coming from that European style of play. He was just there for the past several years since he's left the NBA. And that's the kind of play that Sengun and many other kind of European, you know, style centers play in the NBA. So it shouldn't be a surprise to him. And let's see if he can stop it. Those are my three things that I'm watching for tonight as the Sixers go and take on the Houston Rockets. The first thing, defending that three-point line, trying to win that turnover battle against a team who doesn't turn over the ball a whole lot, but the Sixers are one of the best teams enforcing turnovers in the NBA. And then that matchup, Alperen Sengun against Yabusele. Let's see who wins that. Let's see who wins this game. I'm off tomorrow, as we all are, for the Thanksgiving holiday. Enjoy that Thanksgiving holiday with your families. I will be back on Friday as we preview another game day. But until then, let's go get a win. I will see you guys in 48 hours.